None but the hungry heart. 6:10. Divine layaway. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Philippians 3 verse 12. In faith we apprehended the growth truths. In fact, the Lord Jesus apprehends us for growth in those truths. I have been much struck by the thought of the hiddenness and slowness of God's workings. It must be a matter of distinct faith. If we do not understand this, it will make us impatient. If we understand, it will teach us to rest in God and to yield ourselves all the more joyfully to Him, to work out His purpose. In all creation, time is the great perfecter of growth. So with us, God will perfect that which concerns us. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness when his faith apprehended the promise of God. Yet it was nearly 40 years after that this scripture was fulfilled, when he offered his son. The faith had its apprehension and enjoyment for many years before the work of faith. In proportion as the revelation is of God, in like measure must there be an answer to it, sooner or later. Effect must follow cause. If the light has been received, the day will come that it must assert and obtain an expression of itself. Two glad services are ours, both the Master loves to bless. First we serve with all our powers, then with all our helplessness. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3, verse 14.